Were you ever a patient at the QE2?
Oh, loads of times, yes. I had my three children there. In fact, my eldest daughter was born on New Year's Day in 1974. Not the best experience I ever had, but it was a different time, you know, and you accept it. It was a little bit regimented and a little bit, you know, you do as you're told. And I think I learned to question more, you know, instead of accepting everything. Being told to lift your slippers up off the floor and put them on your, you know, the shelf of your trolley was, you know, petty in the extreme. But it was how it was. I had three daughters. I had twins 2 years later. So I had three babies under three. Things change. When I had Nicola, she was a big baby, and they said breastfeed and bottle feed. And so I did. I mixed and matched. I didn't see any harm in it. Look at her. She's thriving. Fashions change all the time, and there's no right or wrong way. I mean, obviously, you take safety advice and you don't, you know, put your babies on their sides anymore or whatever it is you do, because that's different. You have to listen to that. They were big babies, all of them. Nicola was £9.14, and I had her from the start, but what they did was they used to take them away at lunchtime so you could have a sleep. Which was fine, because mostly you could sleep. Some women hated it because they didn't want the babies taken away. I was fine with this. Unless you could hear your baby crying, and that's the most amazing thing, that you recognise your baby's cry. Well, I certainly could tell my baby's cry. And she was crying really hard one day, and I got terribly upset because they wouldn't let me go get her. And the nurse said, I'll go and try and pacify her, and she did. But I can't imagine now somebody saying to me, you cannot go to your baby. But you did get little lessons on how to bath them. And if you hadn't had a baby and you'd been, you know, steeped in a career, it was really helpful, you know, how to, you know, not to poke buds down their ears and what to watch out for and how you knew that they were getting hot and sweaty. And you'd have in your bay a little class, and it was quite nice. You even had a little talk on contraception, which at the time, it was the last thing on your mind, because it was all never again, you know. Stitches were another thing you had to contend with, sitting on rubber rings and all of that sort of thing. But, you know, the classes, there was lots that were good about it. I think the classes were fantastic. I mean, I was a relatively older mum at 26, but I still didn't know. I had taken no notice of my sister's babies at all, you know, just to say hello to them. But I wasn't all gooey-eyed and maternal, so it comes as a big shock that, you know, suddenly you're flooded with these emotions and things. When I had the twins, they went straight in. They were £6.6 and £6.9 each. So again, they were sort of whoppers. And they went into the incubators incubators in the... Now, that was a strange thing, because it was on another floor, I think, or certainly in another area. And you could go there and you could go in. And as you went in, there was like a little vestibule, tiny, where you trod on mats, you know, to take off any dust and stuff off your feet. And then I don't know if you gowned up or not, but you went through another door then before you went into the incubators. But it had glass sides, so you could still see the babies. And my husband, I was very conscious of my two-year-old, or just coming up to two, because in those days you stayed 7 days. Well, I was there 10. I had very low iron counts. I went on a drip for 2 or 3 days. So I was there 10 days. So I was learning to try and breastfeed them both. And he wanted Nicola to really see, you know, her sisters, and sort of understand the process of what was going on. When he got down there, they wouldn't let him in with her. And they wouldn't even let him in the bit, you know, the sort of sterile bit, to look through the glass. And he was fuming. I wasn't there, which I'm very glad to say, because I don't know what he said, but it would have been, you know, strong. And when I went to see her, you know, a few hours later after he's gone, he said, "Is your husband calmed down?" I said, "He's just very upset. You know, my two-year-old is wondering where her mum is, and she's got supposedly got sisters she can't see. It's just wrong in every level." So that was quite hard. But, you know, I'm not criticising the hospital. I'm just saying how very different it was. And my mother would have said the same. You know, "Oh, you're so lucky, you know, in my day." And it's just the same now. But I wasn't told I was having twins till 25 days before I had them. Because I was being looked after from home because I intended to have a home birth. In fact, in those days, it was the very early days of scans. When I had the twins, I went into labour at home early, 3 weeks early, and I was very glad because if I'd gone 3 weeks more, God knows what they would have weighed. And I remember going in at night and it was starting to snow and they said, come in. The midwife had come to see me at home and said, we're going in now in case the snow gets any worse. So we got in and the doctor kept saying to me, where are your pictures? Where are your pictures? To the point when I said, I do know what an X-ray is and no, I haven't had one. So I think I had a scan, but I hadn't been given the pictures because they didn't do that then. But there was some issue. He couldn't tell how they were laying, whether there was any breach or anything like that. So we just forged ahead. I gave birth to Louise, the first one, and the cord had wrapped round Melanie's neck, the second one. I didn't know that at the time, but there was a lot of people in the room by then. I seem to remember, and I say this because I think, was I in a half dream because they were gradually putting me to sleep? Don't worry, we'll save your baby, or some words to that effect.